And the good news begins now in verse 21 of Romans chapter 3. Notice verse 21 says, "But now." But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Stop there for a moment. The righteousness of God, that's the very thing we need. Men are sinners by nature, and they aren't able to produce the righteousness of God by anything that they can do. They can't make up for their sins, they can't produce forgiveness of their sins on their own, and they can't produce the righteousness of God that they need in order to be accepted in the eyes of God's justice. But what Paul declares here now, beginning in verse 21, is that that very righteousness of God that men need, God has provided a way by which he is able to give it to men as an absolutely free gift. And the way in which he's been able to do that is through the redemptive work of the Lord Jesus Christ when he died upon the cross of Calvary. Once again, verse 21, Paul says, "Now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus." The very thing no man is able to do on his own, provide for the forgiveness of his own sins, and provide for the establishment of the righteousness of God on his own account, God is willing and has provided the means by which he's able to give that to a man as an absolutely free gift. The way in which it's been accomplished is through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Verse 24, Paul says, "Being justified freely by his grace, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." The Lord Jesus Christ, when he went to the cross as our substitute redeemer. That is, he went to the cross to take our place and to pay the debt and penalty of our sins himself upon the cross. Verse 25, Paul says, "Whom," referring to the Lord Jesus Christ, "God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood." Propitiation is the issue of the satisfaction of justice, the perfect satisfaction of justice by a penalty being fully paid. And the Lord Jesus Christ, when he died upon the cross, fully paid the penalty for our sins. And in so doing, he put the justice of God in a position where God could therefore freely forgive us our sins and give unto us the very righteousness that we need, that very perfect standing called justification that we need, in order to be able to live forever in his sight. The Lord Jesus Christ provided all that we need in order to be saved from the debt and penalty of our sins. And the great, fantastic, wonderful, good news in connection with all of this is the fact that God offers that free justification, forgiveness of sins and justification. He offers it as an absolutely free gift to us, received not on the basis of us trying to merit it by some works on our own, but received simply on the basis of faith in his blood, a complete trust on our part in the complete, all-sufficient sacrifice the Lord Jesus Christ has made for us to purchase our salvation. Notice once again in verse 25, Paul says, "Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood." And down in verse 26, "to declare," Paul says, "at this time his righteousness, that he," God, "might be just, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus." Folks, that's the fantastic gospel of our salvation. Now, have you been justified freely by God's grace? Have you received the gift of forgiveness of sins and the righteousness of God that God offers you as an absolutely free gift? If not, or if you're not sure that you have, why don't you settle that issue right now? Right where you are, folks, you can trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You can believe in Jesus just like verse 26 says here, and God will count your faith for righteousness. There's no works that you need to perform. There's no aisle you need to walk down. There's no ritual or ceremony you need to perform. The issue, once again, is the gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. The issue is the just shall live by faith. Faith is the issue of you placing your dependence, your confidence, your reliance, your trust in the issue of someone else doing something for you rather than you doing it yourself. And here you're being told about the work the Lord Jesus Christ has done for you on the cross of Calvary, functioning as your substitute redeemer to pay the price for your sins and to purchase for you the salvation you couldn't provide for yourself. And the issue of believing in Jesus is the issue of trusting in Him as your all-sufficient Savior and not in anything that you could or might or ever would try to do. As I said, have you received God's free offer to justify you freely by His grace through the redemption that's in Christ Jesus? If not, please, before this broadcast is over, place your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and on the authority of what it says right here in the gospel of your salvation, realize that God has forgiven you on that very moment your sins, and counted your faith for righteousness, and has saved you freely by His grace. Now, folks, next time, as we continue on in our study of the gospel of our salvation, we're going to look more closely at the fact that justification, salvation from the debt and penalty of our sins, really is by grace through faith, without any of our works of any kind at any time. This brings us to the close, though, of this broadcast. Now, folks, if you would like a cassette tape copy of today's study, or if you would like a listing of available literature and tapes to help you understand and enjoy the Bible, all you need to do is simply send us a note with your request. The number of today's study to request is number 152.